You're listening to BadMovies.org Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Borntrigger. You may remember that last time I was trying to help a convenience store clerk named Todd. He thought that he had monsters wandering into his store at 2 a.m. Well, Todd wrote me back. And what he says is this. Hey, thanks for the help, but I don't think I have Dracula visiting my store. My problem is zombies. So your advice is completely useless. All right, Todd, well, here's the problem. You didn't tell me what you had the first time you wrote me. You just said you had something in the store. So what I did is I came up with three possible things that might be threatening you in the middle of the night. You didn't say there were zombies. I can't give you advice unless you tell me what you're up against. I'm hoping that this broadcast gets to you in time, because I have this horrible vision in my head of you screaming while reanimated corpses chew off your limbs. In which case, I'm wasting my time, and I hate that. Before I start giving you advice about dealing with zombies, let me just point out, I didn't say it was Dracula in your store. I said it was a vampire. If you have Dracula in your store, you don't want to use a regular vampire hunter, because they would be way out of their league. You need a member of the Van Helsing bloodline. Alright? Okay, good. Glad we cleared that up. Let's talk about zombies. Here's a real problem with the zombie invasion if you're a convenience store clerk. You're going to be the last one to know about it. Sure. You're the first person that knows if Miss Jones is out of diapers at 3 a.m. because she'll come into your store and complain about having to leave her house in the middle of the night and come buy diapers. However, if zombies are running loose, everybody's going to be home barricading themselves into the house. So they're not going to come tell you. The last thought on their mind is, my God, I need to go save Todd the convenience store clerk. Okay, do you remember the Pop-Tarts? Of course you remember the Pop-Tarts, because you spend all night trying to keep college students from stealing them. And then, when you're alone in the store, you go and snitch a box yourself, don't you? Anyway, associated with those Pop-Tarts is the anti-theft mirror. And once again, that's your best friend. Since nobody is going to come in and warn you that there are zombies running amok, the first you are going to know about it is when there is a huge explosion outside at the gas pumps, or when some of them come into the store. If zombies come into your store, you are going to have a hard time distinguishing them from regular customers at 2 a.m. They're going to have their heads down, they're not going to be looking at you, and they'll probably be moaning. You see dozens of people every night that look and act just like that. Check your mirror, because that way you can see their faces, and you can also see the floor behind them. What you're looking for is stuff that might identify them as a zombie. For example, if you can see their jawbone through their cheek, if they're leaving a blood trail behind them, if they're leaving miscellaneous limbs or other appendages behind them on the floor, then you either have a zombie or someone who was involved in a serious traffic accident and they've wandered away from the scene of the wreck. In either case, you need to call 911. If it's an accident victim, the 911 operator will be ecstatic, because they've probably been looking all over the place for him. She'll tell you something like, yeah, just have him lie down, and I'm sending an ambulance right away. Stay calm. You'll end up being a local hero because you saved the injured man's life, and maybe you'll even save his arm, because you'll take it and put it in the ice cream freezer to keep it cold until they can take him and the amputated arm to the hospital and sew it back on. You'll probably get a medal out of it. Good on you. I love hearing stories about convenience store clerks getting medals. Alright, don't get all caught up in the idea of getting a medal. What's probably going to happen is you're going to call 911 and it's going to be chaos. She's going to be too busy to talk to you because zombies are destroying the city. And her whole hope is that you don't get bitten and turn into a zombie. Because then, along with all the other calls, she has to send some police officers or SWAT team members or National Guardsmen to your convenience store to shoot you in the head. The only thing she wants is you not to become part of the zombie problem. And she might even give you some advice, but it's not going to be good advice. 911 is great for choking, poison, fire, bleeding. Not so good for zombie attacks. I'm betting you that if you look in the 911 database, there's nothing in there if they type in keyword zombie. Need I mention that you should never perform the Heimlich maneuver on a zombie, because that will just get you bitten. Okay, it's time to talk about a couple things that are going to prevent you from getting bitten and keep you alive. The first thing is you need to deal with the zombie or zombies that are inside the store. Todd, I'm going to hope that you are your average midnight convenience store clerk and that there is a shotgun under the counter. If there's not a shotgun there, I'm going to be very, very disappointed in you. And you're going to be dead. Take out your shotgun and shoot the zombie in the head. That usually works. You destroy the brain and the zombie drops lifeless to the floor. If it doesn't work because it's not that kind of zombie, then at the very least, it can't see you anymore because you blew its head off. If you're dealing with zombies that can only be stopped by completely destroying them, this is a lot more difficult. And you're going to have to go find yourself something like an axe or a wood chipper. And I hope you have a Bally's membership because you're going to be tired by the time you're done killing 10, 15, 20 zombies. It's a lot easier if they're the kind that you shoot in the head and they're done with. I really doubt you've been going to the gym often. So let's go with the idea that they're the kind of zombies that you shoot once in the head and they're eliminated. You blast that first zombie in the head and destroy it. Next thing you need to do is go lock the doors. You're still not safe because convenience stores have far too much glass. And what you have here is zombies looking in at you looking out. It's just like a cat outside of a fishbowl. Sooner or later, the zombies are going to figure out a way to break the glass or get in, because you look like a tasty morsel, and they're right. However, having the doors locked means they at least have to break the glass to get to you, and climbing through broken glass windows will slow them down and maybe damage them some. You need to find some sort of hand-to-hand weapon, and it needs to be heavy. I mean, really heavy, like a piece of piping. I doubt you have a chainsaw. You might have a fire axe if you're one of those cool convenience stores, but you need something like that. You need a big, heavy piece of pipe. You need a fire axe. Chainsaws are okay, but they run out of gas. I'd rather you have a piece of pipe or a fire axe, although you're out of shape and you are going to get tired using it. Take your newfound melee weapon, probably the piece of pipe I'm talking about. Take your shotgun, all the shells you can collect, and some food and bottled water, and I want you to get on the roof. Yes, I know it's a tall roof. Find a way to get up there. Climb on top of the ice machine or climb on top of a truck. I don't care how. Get up on the roof. And the reason for that is that zombies are not good climbers. Once you are on top of the roof, all you have to do is run back and forth, smashing zombies on top of the head as they try to climb up. It's like playing whack-a-corpse. This is the reason I wanted you to pick out a big, heavy piece of pipe. Because you are looking for inertia. You're going to swing that thing and hit the zombies right on top of their skulls and crush their brains. Now, if you start getting tired because you don't go to the gym, or if the zombies start coming too fast for you, then pick up the shotgun, shoot a couple of them in the head so you get caught up, and return to the pipe. Eventually, if everything goes well for humanity, a 7-ton military truck will pull up with a 50 cal mounted on top. Some Marines will jump out, blast the remainder of the zombies that are crowded around your ruined convenience store, and then get you off the roof and throw you into the back of the truck with the other survivors. Just to make sure they don't start shooting at you, you might want to have some sort of a sign or a banner on hand that says, "Not a zombie." If not, some Marine Lance Corporal who's an expert on the rifle range is going to put a 5.56 round through your head because he thinks you're a zombie. It will kill you, because that kills people too. Needless to say, you might want to go ahead and make that banner beforehand and then put it on the roof for when you'll need it. Two other things you could do in preparation are, one, start going to the gym, and two, draw a chalk outline of the roof in the parking lot. Then practice running back and forth to the corners with a heavy piece of pipe in your hand. You might want to take up golf. I've never really suggested anyone try golf, but if you used a really heavy set of clubs, that's probably pretty good practice for defending the roof too. Well, that's all the time I have right now. Todd, I hope this advice got you in time. If not, you're going to show up at my house as a zombie, and I have a chainsaw with plenty of gas. And a battle axe, and I have a shotgun, along with various other implements of zombie destruction, because I am planning on surviving the zombie apocalypse. I'm Andrew Borntrigger, and you've been listening to BadMovies.org Radio.